When we think of raising quality kids, we often think of things like love, discipline, potty training, education, dating, and healthy standards of living. And though the health of our children is certainly very important and an interesting topic for many parents, the subject of health insurance very often isn't. But when we consider what's happening in the relationship between the insurance industry and our government, well, things tend to get as interesting as they are important. And today we hope to make a vital topic an interesting one also. That's today on License to Parent. Well, hello and welcome back to License to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long residential therapeutic program helping teens in crisis. We're located just north of Atlanta, Georgia. And our host on License to Parent is the founder and executive director of Shepherd's Hill, Trace Embry, and I'm Rich Rossell. And Trace, everybody can turn on a radio, watch TV today, check out a news program, look it up on the internet. You will find people discussing the issue of health care, particularly as they apply to government-subsidized health care, known as the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
Yeah. Well, Rich, it is a very hot topic right now, but when the subject of health care for a radio program first came across my desk, I really wasn't all that quick to connect the dots as to how it would be a topic pertinent to the type of parenting programs we normally put together.
And I would have argued with you about, yeah, why are we doing health insurance?
Then it dawned on me that healthcare really is a very critical component to consider as we raise our kids. In fact, the situation that Beth and I faced, my wife, with our son 14 years ago, should have been the reason enough for me, at least, to understand just how critical of an issue it actually is.
Well, Trace, today's guest is someone who not only knows your story, since you and he have been acquainted for a number of years, but he also knows a lot about the healthcare industry in America. Colin Gunn is an award-winning writer, director, producer, filmmaker, who most recently won both first and second place in the documentary section of the SAICFF. We will ask him what those initials stand for in a moment. But he won it for a couple of documentaries that he co-wrote, directed, and produced. The first is called Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America. And the second is Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture. And some of that film was actually shot right here at Shepherd's Hill Academy. Colin also acted as executive producer of the film Act Like Men, A Titanic Lesson in Manliness. We're going to be talking with him about that on a future program. And he recently finished his new feature-length documentary, which brings it all back around to healthcare. This is the one we're talking about today, about the American healthcare industry and what's going on. It's called Wait Till It's Free. Colin is originally from Hamilton, Scotland. He now lives in Waco, Texas, with his wife and nine children. And that will explain the accent that you're about to hear. He lives in Texas.
Well, Colin, it is so good to hear that Texas brogue again, brother. Welcome to the Licensed to Parent broadcast.
It's always great to talk to you. I never think of myself having an accent, though. I always think of you guys are the ones with the accents, you know, the accent of Hollywood, you know, that American accent. You know, goes a long way over in the UK.
Yeah.
Over here, I tend to stand out a little bit. But I think it helps my movie making because I'm still an outsider. I come in and I look at America. I'm an American citizen now, but I think I have this blessing and benefit of also being not being from this country, so I can look at the country and look at the way we do things, mm-hmm. like the big yellow bus when we talked about
right.
you know, the public school system, and now we're looking at healthcare, which I think is a hugely significant issue for our families and our churches.
Absolutely.
Now, real quick, when you did, you mentioned the big yellow bus. That was from the Indoctrination film, where you pretty much went coast to coast in a big yellow bus. Did you have any special vehicle that you used to film this healthcare program?
We didn't do the ambulance that was mentioned more than once. We decided against it. If you know anything about our experience of driving across country in a big yellow bus, you'll understand a little bit why we didn't do that. But in the healthcare film, we have some different themes too. And I did actually travel to Europe, over to Scotland and England and also France and Belgium to look at healthcare. So we did a lot of traveling in this film too. So we think we get enough excitement and movement in this film just from the travel that we did do. So no need for an ambulance in this film.
Awesome.
So you did your homework.
Yeah.
Other than having nine kids of your own, Colin, what got you interested enough in the topic of healthcare that led you to do an entire movie about it?
Well, it's such a big deal, even just in simple things like personal economics, family economics. It's usually the biggest bill you'll have after your mortgage, you know. So this is a big part of the lives of people in America. But what I want people to understand that health care is very much a big issue in their lives and will be in the future, not just in terms of what health care is to most people, which is broken legs and heart attacks, but what we're talking about is the big picture of what the government would maybe call health. And it's much bigger than you would think. You know, we're just thinking of personal needs in terms of health treatment or medical care. But what we're trying to expose in the film Wait Till It's Free is there's a massive agenda behind Obamacare, behind the push towards single payer, which is completely government-run health care, that is really about eradicating the Christian worldview. And really the agenda that is behind the health care system isn't about broken legs and heart attacks. It's about abortion. It's about eugenics. It's about euthanasia. And we prove that in the film. In fact, we give examples of involuntary euthanasia that's going on over in the UK, and we show how that's going to come here and is actually happening now under Obamacare with the Independent Payment Advisory Board or panel that's been brought in to the American healthcare system. And we show that healthcare is a significantly dangerous issue. If the government takes over healthcare, just like it took over education, and remember that story in indoctrination, this is the new story. This is a very important story. When the government takes over healthcare, it is deadly for the Christian community. It is dangerous for the Christian community. So every Christian needs to know this story so that they can deal carefully and navigate this big, important issue.
Are they anti-Christianity? Should we as Christians be more alarmed by this than the average Joe?
Well, they will claim neutrality like they do in the public schools, and of course we know that's a fallacy. They're not neutral or anti-Christian. You're either for Christ or against them, and the public school system proved that. In terms of a secular healthcare system, Christians make the same mistake. You know, we think, oh, well, it's neutral. What's Christian about healthcare? Well, healthcare's got everything to do with the Christian faith. The Christian faith is about restoring health to people in body and soul. Christ became the example of bringing good health care and healing. The patterns that we follows the biblical pattern of ethics, of right and wrong. And so when a health care system deviates from a Christian worldview, it becomes not a system that brings health, but it brings death, the opposite. And that's what we're seeing through where we're going with Obamacare, but also where we've already gone in some nations with socialized medicine, where the government actually becomes the killer of the elderly and the unborn child. And what happens in the UK is 98% of abortions are performed by the government. And you don't see it happen because there's no abortion clinics to protest outside of, because it all happens next to the maternity wards. You take a left into the maternity ward, you take a right into the abortion wing, and it all happens behind closed doors in the hospital, subsidized by the taxpayer, of many of whom will be Christians, who have got no idea that they're even paying for it. So the tactic behind Obamacare is to get Christians to buy into a system that means they will be subsidizing abortion. So that's a very serious issue. And if Christians don't know this, they'll just willingly go along, just like they went along with the public school system for years and years and years. If they follow this path with health care, it will be an absolute disaster.
Colin, I'm curious about this, though. I think it's very fair to say, well, we can look at the system and we can look at past track records, and we can, play it forward and imagine what might happen or what could happen if this system is left in place, you know, and nothing else happens. It just continues on its merry way. But that's a little bit different from saying that there is a specific agenda. Do you feel, and has your research indicated, that there is a specific agenda to make us more, I guess you'd say, more in favor of some of those life-ending options than we might otherwise be?
Well, you did use the term involuntary euthanasia.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you about that.
Well, let me explain that a little bit, because that's a very serious charge. But
sure.
We talk about euthanasia. You and I have all been involved in the pro-life movement and dealing with that issue. And we've talked about euthanasia, but the very worst form of euthanasia, of course, is involuntary euthanasia, and that means when the elderly relative is taken into the hospital, and we document how this happens in the UK, they get put on a palliative care treatment program, which is really about just sending them to the next world as quickly as possible. So they remove food and fluids, they remove their medicine, and that's it. Good night, grandma. And the hospital tells the family, well, it was her time. But, of course, it wasn't her time. It was actually much more convenient for the hospital to do that. And that's the issue of socialized medicine. Socialized medicine, unlike the free market, reverses incentives. So instead of you appearing as a consumer and buying medical services, you become a burden on the system. You become a burden on the nurses that run the ward that night. You become a pain in the neck, basically, because you're just a consumer of a finite resource. You're not someone who's paying into the system at that point. And so what happens is they treat you accordingly and they operate according to those reverse incentives. And you dying is actually a benefit to them. They're not cruel people. They're just working according to the incentives, the socialist incentives that run the show. And so in the UK, hundreds of thousands of people died under that program. This narrative that we have in the film is of an individual that was taken into a hospital. His Christian doctor came back and found out that he was on this palliative care program called the Liverpool Care Pathway. He would have died that weekend, but because the doctor came in and took him off the program, he lived another 14 months. So this is what's happening, and this is what's going to happen here. The reason we bring up the UK is the model for the left in America, and we've got clips in the film that show this, is that they want our system to be like the UK system. Mm-hmm. So the architects of Obamacare, they're looking at the British model, because the left has been pushing towards collectivized socialized medicine, which actually reaches beyond Obamacare. Obamacare is just one stage towards it. The next stage is a single-payer option, and that's going to be the narrative in the next election, probably with Hillary, and that's what the left has been pushing towards for years, and it's going to bring in involuntary euthanasia. It's going to bring in subsidized abortions. That's also been a big tactic of the left, of getting those abortions paid for, because, of course, they believe in population control and all those horrible things. That's the seriousness of the healthcare issue. It's not a political football. It is about life and death for many people in our country.
Was Obamacare 1,000-plus pages, the bill, was that by design, or did it just work out that way? Does anyone really know what Obamacare was all about, and why should we be concerned about that?
Well, Obamacare is famous for being one of the biggest bills ever written. It was 13 times longer than the Bible. One of the guys who helped write it, Gruber, Jonathan Gruber, now famously just recently quoted saying that it was written tactically difficult to read so that no one would really know what was going on. Mm-hmm. And he assigned that to the stupidity of the American people, that he would be able to pass this bill or at least write this bill so that it could be passed without anyone really knowing what is in it. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi had the famous quote, you know, let's pass this bill so we can know what's in it. That's how we got this law. And you got to understand, it's really important to say this, Obamacare is not the socialist dream that maybe some people present it as. It is a crony capitalist design. A lot of big industry people were at the table writing that legislation, the insurance companies, the medical industrial, you know, medical industry, the hospital industry loved it as well, because it was about access to money, forcing people to buy insurance policies, all that sort of stuff. So it's a real mess of a legislation. That's why it's so long as well. And it's a real disaster for liberty. You know, if anything, that's where we're going to lose a lot of our liberties. And we're finding out now, fines are starting. People are going to realize in the next month or so, they're going to start being fined for not having insurance if they don't have insurance. So there's some big issues coming down the line in the next few months and weeks relating to that.
Well, if we swallow Pelosi's statement that we have to pass it to find out what's in it, and I have to agree with Gruber, we are stupid. But I really think what he probably meant by that, I think we're probably as intelligent as any generation, but I think we're ignorant. I think we're ignorant to these things. And he probably realized that, yeah, we can slip this one by him because we're so occupied with our little digital technologies and our entertainments and amusements that you know, this could just slide right on by. I don't think he needed 13 Bibles to get it done.
No, I think you're onto something there, Trace, and that is that one of the quotes that has been, I think, often misquoted about Gruber is he's talking about, you know, trying to get things passed legislatively can take time, and being able to do it behind closed doors, he said, call it the stupidity of the American people. In other words, what they don't know won't hurt them was kind of where he was headed with that. But you know, he was saying that's the way that you can get big, difficult things through quickly is if you can do it behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So not so much a commentary on the American people as a commentary on the American political system and what they're trying to pull over our eyes, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in light of some of the promises that President Obama made about the healthcare package, could he be charged with consumer fraud?
That's maybe an option. I believe that the whole government should be charged with some form of fraud in relation to Obamacare. From the very start, the lack of transparency, which interestingly enough has been the problem with the medical industry as a whole, and we go into that in the film, where there's complete lack of transparency. You can't find out the price of anything in a hospital. You will never know. It's hidden there in this book called The Charge Master. You can go to one hospital and get a procedure done for a third of the cost of another hospital without explanation. We talk about the whole medical industry because the point I want to make is Obamacare is not the singular disaster in healthcare. We were already completely broken in healthcare before that came along. Our system has been a mess of government involvement up till that stage. In fact, nearly 50% of healthcare in America was already paid for by the taxpayer at that point, before Obamacare came along. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be clear that the problem has come or has been coming down the line for a long time. And so we have this crazy narrative in the film where the very poorest person, the person without insurance, goes into the hospital and is charged the very most for the health services that they get. And it's not just a little bit more. It's sometimes 10, 20, 30 times more than the person who goes in and uses an insurance company pays for their health care needs or the government pays for their health care needs. And this shows that the capitalism is not at work in the healthcare system pre-Obamacare. It definitely isn't at work now. And we are arguing that the reform that needs to come to the healthcare industry would be pretty radical but very necessary, and that is that we bring in medical liberty and we let capitalism work. We let the free market work within the healthcare system, which would be the very best thing for the poorest people in our country, because capitalism, the free market, gives the opportunity for those in poverty to get out of poverty and letting capitalism work in their lives. That's what we want to see. That's not the whole narrative, though. We have to push people towards personal responsibility, looking after your own health, and then also look at the church as well and look at what the church can be doing to minister in the sense of bringing medical ministries back where we used to have hospitals that were run by Christians. That's what we need again.
Right. But we do have an answer for our Christian brethren, whether it's businesses or individuals looking for help. We'll talk about that. And Colin, I'd really like to hear more of your thoughts on the church's role, because I think that could go any number of ways. We have to take a quick time out here on behalf of our stations, but we'll be back in just a moment. The program you're listening to is Licensed to Parent with our host, Trace Embry, and our special guest today is award-winning writer, director, producer, filmmaker Colin Gunn. We're talking about the American healthcare industry and a new documentary he's just released called Wait Till It's Free. We'll be right back. Our kids' hearts, minds, and souls are being influenced by our decadent culture. And with today's smartphones putting access to the world at their fingertips, we're allowing digital technology to become our kids' other parent. Don't believe it? Well, do your kids spend more time with their devices or with you? Don't miss an evening that can change your family's lives forever. Raising Healthy Kids in the Digital Age, featuring parenting expert, author, and speaker John Roseman, cultural expert and American Family Radio host Alex McFarland, and founder and director of Shepherd's Hill Academy and host of the Licensed to Parent radio broadcast, Trace Embry. Together, they share their combined insights on raising healthy kids in the digital age, Saturday, March 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. at Toccoa Falls College. Learn more and get your tickets at licensedtoparent.org. That's licensedtoparent.org. Teen rebellion, depression, addiction, rage, cutting, and suicide are destroying our families today. But there is a way out. Shepherd's Hill Academy offers a 12-month, Christ-centered, nonprofit residential program where kids are being transformed with a biblical worldview and often medication-free. Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias is just one of many Christian leaders who understands what's happening at Shepherd's Hill Academy.
It really is such an honor to come alongside Shepherd's Hill Ministries and Licensed to Parent to rescue those who have been seduced along the way. I cannot gainsay how important this is, and to get behind a ministry like this, one will find the rewards to be extremely powerful in changing society.
Get the help you need at Shepherd's Hill Academy. Go to helpmytroubledteen.org. helpmytroubledteen.org.
This is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, coming to you from an hour north of Atlanta in the beautiful hills of North Georgia. We are so delighted to have you with us today. We are, I guess, touching on a subject that we've never talked about at all on this program, I don't think, and that is the health insurance that a family, well, nowadays really needs in order to take care of the family. It's part of raising your kids is being able to take care of their medical costs. And we're talking about that today with a filmmaker, a documentarian, who has recently released a film entitled Wait Till It's Free, a documentary about the American healthcare debacle and what we're facing right now. His name is Colin Gunn. And Colin, off the air during the break, I believe you mentioned that your family is involved in a cost-sharing ministry to provide health care coverage for your family. Ours is as well, and there are three I know that were actually grandfathered in. It's actually in that 1,000-plus page bill that has become Obamacare, but there are three such organizations that are specifically Christian and specifically allowed. One is Christian Healthcare Ministries, another is MediShare, and the third is Samaritan Ministries, and I'm guessing you're talking about one of these organizations.
That's right. We use Samaritan Ministries, and it's a real godsend, and it's the one good thing about Obamacare was the exemption that was written in, and it really is a huge benefit to Christian families, as well as these cost-sharing ministries. And the benefit of a cost-sharing ministry is it's different than insurance, but you know that the money that you send out the door, and the way Samaritan Ministries work is I send it to someone with directly with a need, and so we know the person that's getting this check from us, and so we know that it's not just going to, you know, the big, you know, industrial, you know, insurance model that where your, you know, check is goes into the machine and you hope you might get some back when you have a need. It works so well, but the main thing is it's run by Christians, so you pray for the people's needs, you feel like you know them. You feel you're part of this organization, which is, of course, what the church should be, you know. And this is the importance, is that we've lost the mission, the idea of the importance of medicine in terms of ministry. And the Bible always had that connection. As Jesus went around healing people in body and soul, the two came together. And this is a model that we should follow. When you witness to someone while you're treating them for their health care needs, it's a wonderful opportunity. Not only that, but medical professionals are often the people that are there in the biggest crisis in people's lives, including when they are about to die. So the importance of being a Christian in that sphere and being able to minister to people in their times of need and connecting medical ministry back with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's what we want to see. And of course, that means we have to start to look towards a more independent view of the mainstream, kind of like we have with Christian schools and homeschooling. We have to start thinking about are having a separate and Christian form of healthcare services that involve those things, you know. So that's what we want to see happen in America, and that's what we're encouraging people in the film. One example in the film is that we show a church that actually has a little clinic run by two member doctors in the congregation, and they run a little clinic that's free for people in the local community, those in need that can't afford insurance, come to this little clinic, and these doctors minister to this population in the local area for free, and it's just fantastic. We have the testimonies of people coming out of the clinic in the film, and it's just wonderful, the thankfulness on their face and their appreciation of being ministered to in this way is just fantastic. What we really need to do for the poor, and this is the work of the church again, is to get back to philanthropy. The solution and alternative to Obamacare is a pure free market, as much as medical liberty as we can possibly have, which would drive down costs, and that would make it much more accessible to many, many more people. There's examples we give in the film where doctors who refuse to take government money and refuse to take third-party insurance are providing cash services that people who even qualify for Medicare, Medicaid would rather go pay $100 to see this doctor because they know they're going to get treated better than in the publicly run, government run clinics. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing capitalism work. We have a story of a surgery center in Oklahoma that provides surgery at about a sixth sometimes of the cost that the big subsidized hospitals are providing the same treatment. So there's good news happening, and our film splits it where we deal the first part where we deal with all the problems, but then we give all of the solutions as well at the end, and it's really good news. There's good things happening there. Mm,
sure. Well, we're about down to the wire here, brother. What final word of encouragement would you give parents right now in the light of all we've discussed today concerning the issue of health care, Obamacare in particular?
Well, be optimistic. There's opportunity here to escape the burden of Obamacare. As I mentioned, cost-sharing ministries, there's also opportunities just for you to take control of your health care needs, not to be, a conspiracy theorist and be cynical of everybody around you. What you need to be doing, though, is taking control of your responsibility. Take control of your own health care. Look after yourself. Look after others. Make sure other people in your church are looked after as well. And involve yourself in the health ministry. I mean, that's the amazing story here. There's so much that can be done in terms of bringing the gospel along with medicine, as I think we're encouraged to do in the scriptures.
Our guest today is Colin Gunn, an award-winning writer, director, producer, filmmaker, animator. He produced two DVDs that you hear us talk about here on the program semi-frequently. One is Indoctrination, Public Schools and the Decline of Christianity in America, and the second one is called Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture. We now have a new one to add to our dossier, and that is the new documentary that he just produced about American healthcare entitled Wait Till It's Free. Colin, if people want to find about the documentary or if they want to connect with you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is go to colingunn.com. That's one L in Colin and two N's in Gunn. That's my own personal website, and they can get in touch with me there. And we'll be doing a tour of the film, screening them around the country. If people want to screen our film, there's no license fee. They just can show it. And if they want, I can maybe be there as well to host the event.
Be looking for the ambulance to come pulling into your parking. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't do an ambulance. Okay. Colin, thank you so much for being with us. It's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
And the show is License to Parent. It's the radio outreach of our parent organization, Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long residential therapeutic program for teens in crisis. And, of course, the License to Parent outreach is to the parents of teens, trying to equip you to be the parent that God wants you to be so that you can avoid some of the headaches and hassles that quite often come about through parenting in today's postmodern society. If you'd like to find out more about License to Parent, you can visit us online at licensedtoparent.org. There you will find archives of our daily and weekly programs. You'll also find a connection to Trace's blog, which is entitled Insight for Today's Culture, some great parenting tips, and a whole lot more. We'd love for you to visit us online again at licensedtoparent.org. And on behalf of Trace Embry, I'm Rich Rozel, reminding you to join us once again next week to renew your license to parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. We'll see you next time.